This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's Republican representatives Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn all voted for the new House Speaker Mike Johnson today. All three stressed his ability to unify the Republican Party. Still, the change in leadership was met with concerns from Colorado Democrats, like Representative Joe Neguse.
Clearly, elevating somebody who was so deeply involved in attempting to overturn the 2020 election, to me, is problematic at the least.
The superintendent of an El Paso County school district has resigned amid allegations the district hasn't been properly deducting payroll taxes. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The Gazette reports that Paul Calvert submitted his resignation a month after Fountain School District employees complained at a school board meeting that they'd been audited by the IRS for tax fraud and are having refunds withheld. The alleged mishandling of taxes predates Calvert's short tenure. Dozens of employees allege the district hasn't submitted employees' W-2 forms for the past 5 years. Employees say they've unsuccessfully appealed to the state, board, and unions for help. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man pleaded guilty this week to assaulting law enforcement officers during the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Court documents show Jonathan David Grace used stolen police shields to push against and hit officers. Grace will be sentenced for the felony charge in January. You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters is next.